think let's start our meeting. Just to open the meeting. Thank you very much. Let me take this work opportunity to welcome everybody in the meeting. There's one that is we're waiting for you to open the meeting. Yeah, very important here. Compliments of the season because we didn't see you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Let me also welcome Honorable Mabe, because also we didn't see her, but she was here in the parliament, but that is because of so many, many things. Also, I'm welcoming my staff, Honorable members. We had and we encountered a lot of problems last week and that week because there's this. A bill that is outside the council, so we don't have members. We don't reach the quorum every day. So, but we are still continuing with our work. So, today is better because we are free. Last week it was me and Mkoro only. That week it was me and Mkoro alone. So, at least today we are about four. So, at least we can talk something. Thank you very much. There's a lot of apologies. Honorable Kunda, Honorable Ntwanambi, Honorable Makasa, Honorable Zulu, Honorable Makumela. Did you hear anything about Honorable? She's in hospital. We've tried to phone him, but we couldn't reach off him. Everyone was trying to phone, but his phone was off. So that's why only today that we've got that he is in hospital. And he was not well during the time he was here. He was not totally well. But let's hope for Makubela for a speedy recovery. I think we must, as a committee, to send something in hospital. So please remind Matilda to check the hospital and send flowers to Makubela from our committee. Please, must do it that today. Yeah, he was not well. Thank you very much, Honorable. We've got the agenda in front of us. Oh, Honorable Mabe and Honorable TPA, at last we've got our researcher. At last we've got COVID. So this is our researcher now. No, he's our researcher. Cobas, this is also our members of the committee. This is Honorable Mabe. Honorable Mabe is a member of this committee. It's my co-chair because she is chairing the committee Children, Women with Disabilities. So it's from Gauteng. This is Honorable Tibia. Tibia is our member here in this committee. So, this is Cobas, as I said before. This is our researcher, and he is willing to work with us because there are so many things that we need to be researched. But we said in the first meeting that we thank Udesni because Udesni was with us doing the researcher work, doing the content advisor work, but she was with us all the time. So, that's it. So, I said that there are so many apologies again. In front of us, there's an agenda that is a committee discussion on the committee program and strategic planning for the year. Number two, committee discussions on the committee and research oversight visit to KZN and Eastern Cape. And also the discussion about the study talk. And we're supposed to do the adoption. We don't have the agenda after. We're supposed to have the adoption of the minutes, but just because we don't have the quorum, we can't, because we're supposed to be only four. Maybe if there's one we can check outside, maybe we can get someone, but I don't think. So that is, so the item number four, we're not going to say about that. So on number one, as you know, that we're supposed to go for a strategic planning, and it was cancelled because they said that we must wait for SONA. I think now this is the time that we must plan for stress. But I've met with Zanele, because according to our program, we're supposed to have our program.
I've got a new one, which we...
The amended one?
Yeah, I've only got the amended one.
Why don't you circulate it to the amendment? Do you have it?
I've got... This is the new revised one with the trip, and then the last two meetings are blank because we didn't know what to put in
here. Oh, okay. We are supposed to go to Mpumalanga, according if you remember, long forum to oversight and also Western Cape. Look, and then approached me to say that in our committee, in fact, all the committees, we don't have money because that thing we need as a chair or as the whip to take it up, because no one approaches us that they are going to take our funds to use to other things without us. So they've taken our money, and I don't know who takes that decision without us. The administration, and maybe the house chairperson, I don't know. But I was shocked because according to our plan, we're supposed to go to Mpumalanga, we're supposed to go to Western Cape, next week we're supposed actually to go to Western Cape for 2 days, and then we're supposed to go to Mpumalanga. But she said to me that we're only going to go only to this trip of Eastern Cape, because we don't have money. Our money has been used in this ad hoc committee without us, because this is our budget. Yes, we are supposed to be consulted. So that is the thing, that's the thing we need to collect.
And Chair, why is my stand there on this issue of money? Our last trip to KZN last year, it was announced that they are going to take money, they are going to, no, that we must move on from our own ticket, and they will replace that money. And I don't think that money is going to be paid.
From where, when we are talking, the taking talent to the people?
When we're taking parliament to the people, when we're taking parliament to the people, the last trip to take them, that is when we're taking parliament to the people.
November. I don't think Nami they've reinvested us our tickets, I don't think. But I think when there's a WIPS meeting and also chairpersons for them, those things must be raised. Because also this issue of taking our money without our consultation. Good morning, welcome to the meeting. So I don't know when our strategic plan are going to do it now. According, I think we will wait for the next financial year, that is after March, because they said we don't have money. So So I don't know if there's anyone want to discuss about this issue of settlement, of issue of money, because I said that we don't have money.
Do we need to go out?
Yes.
That it needs money in other way.
Yes, it is money.
It needs money. So the money is not there. And the Mpumalanga visit also needs money.
Yes, everyone.
And the money is not there.
Yes. And Western Cape also needs money. And money is not there. It means that we are going to have the inside meeting.
We will be behind schedule with our
definitely. Because we wait until March ends and then start our program. I don't know if we can do the stress plan jointly with all other people, if possible. No, we don't have money now. I mean, by April.
So you mean after?
Yes, for example, if.
I don't think it is always necessary for us to be looking over.
Out.
Yeah. Maybe what we can do is to check what is in it, you know?
Mm.
And then whatever achievements we can do with it, and make it one day.
In Parliament.
Just to check.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, because we are going to be hand saved.
Because we are, and that is very important. We need that in order for us to be able to plan for the year.
Mm.
And check what are the priorities for this year, and what are the programs we're going to see on the pipeline that we want to stretch it last year, but that we couldn't do that. And I think we can just do that, you know, in a meeting for you. Order lunch or something, you know. But that can be done
also
in Parliament.
Okay. So, so it means that we can check the time there. Yes.
Maybe that last week, that curfew, I don't know if the department would have tabled their staff there.
Do we have to wait for the second?
Usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright,
then
maybe
we'll do it then. Let's leave it then,
today.
But then also next term, we're going to be busy with
budget goals
and all of that.
Mm.
So if we can
just keep one day, maybe a Friday. Or a Thursday
at okay, let's leave it then to check whether they have to be dependent to check whether.
But oversight is critical, you know, we can't.
There.
For that 1 minute, you're going to negotiate money. With the budget or for
function.
So, with oversight, we cannot just say, it's fine, we don't have money. So, what do we need to turn it on?
Another one next?
Yeah, instead of the feeling the program, just think of one day. It was always the same thing when you have to wait up until after supper.
Mm.
Although I understand that there's an urgency of the plan, because the plan informs our program. So I would suggest that it's a matter of compromise. If we take Friday, we don't need to go to come to the same thing. And it will be a much too fast, because you must have a program. So there is other committees as well, and other ways like some of us, the committee is our priority. Whatever comes, if you don't have a plan, you can't say no to another commitment, because you don't have a plan. So that's why I'm suggesting that we fast track it on Friday, and if that means we need to go home on the Friday, it becomes. Even if I check the results, even the covenant ended at 12 sometimes.
Sometimes it's one.
And the covenant, you can't excuse yourself. So that's why I'm biting on Friday. Either Friday, I can be late, and I'm sleeping, but that's kind of
okay. So in principle, we agree that we can have the stress plan here.
Yeah.
One day, 1.5 days.
Maybe 1.5 days. So,
I gave you one day, but should we touch to the next day, we still
commit
ourselves.
Okay.
So,
we only
agreed
on the 10-day
outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't get used to meetings on Fridays.
No.
Some of us are doing stay very far.
But
go home on a Saturday.
But it's everything day.
Huh?
Everything day. Friday.
I know it's working, but I mean, if you put yourself from here home, it's still occupied. You're still occupied. I'm not saying no, but I'm just saying we shouldn't get used to that.
No, why not use on that?
Yeah.
But on the days that we had pressure, we needed to sacrifice. We need to sacrifice. Okay, so we all agree that we must have the stress here in Parliament.
But let me just come on some of the first day.
Half 12, 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, what are we thinking of that afternoon?
We can start maybe 12 o'clock on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and then continue on Friday and until maybe 12, and then you can go. Because
or
we can't finish.
Or we can start Thursday.
Mm.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
I'm not saying really people, I'm developing a debate. But we can start Thursday and work until late and see whether we cannot finish.
No problem, it's the same.
Yeah.
Mm. No problem. So it means we all agree that with myself.
Yeah, we must.
It's interesting.
We need it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. No, it's fine.
Mm.
So number two, committee discussion on the committee oversight cases in the Eastern Cape. I'll hand over to Aska to give us how far is about the arrangement about the oversight. So is it?
Okay, so far we've contacted Mzumkulu, Port St. John's, Numa. We've informed all the local municipalities as well as the district municipalities, our Tabo and Sisonke.
Mm.
We've informed them as well because we have to inform the district to the local.
Mm.
We've informed the provinces also via the provincial liaisons, and we've written letters to the province. We've informed the national departments, and they have then informed their provincial offices, and I've written to some of the provincial offices. I've also received correspondence from Department of Rural Development, Agriculture, Environmental Affairs. Okay, they're on the last day at Second Reach.
Mm.
Rural Development and Agriculture will be with us every day for the entire.
Mm.
Only Environmental Affairs will be on that last session because they only fit in there.
Mm. Water Affairs?
Water Affairs as well.
Mm.
Mm. Mzumkulu has come back to say that they will make available the council chambers to have the meeting, and they will host us for lunch. Port St. John's, I've asked them to find out from Pashlakazi whether they could liaise and set up the meeting for us there, because we'll be driving directly there. Thuli at the municipal manager's PA got back to me. She says the mayor is busy looking at it, and also I think what they're going to do is when we visit Second Beach, Port St. John's will most likely make available the council chambers there also for us to have our meetings for Second Beach. Numa and Yandeni, we've written to them twice. The first time informing them of the trip, second time was to inform them that the meeting has been changed. Instead of us driving down there, they have to come up to Umtaka. I spoke to Numa this morning. They said yes, they know about it. They sorry they didn't respond, I mean confirm with me that they received the correspondence. They're busy with the presentation. So I take it they're busy with the presentation. They haven't finalized the delegation going to Umtaka. Yandeni, nobody's speaking up. They have been trying since last week. Nobody's just speaking up. I've tried again this morning. The phone's just ringing. I'll try again after this meeting. But I have emailed them and faxed them whatever documents was emailed to them. Umtaka, we're going to be at the Umtaka Holiday Inn. We have reserved. We're all staying there. We've also made conference arrangements at Umtaka Holiday Inn. So everybody, what I've done was we've made arrangements for 50 people. Because we don't know the exact size of the delegations from Yandemi and Numa. So I take it 50 was a safe bet. On arrival, we will be in Durban. We drive. We arrive in Durban. We sleep over in Durban. The Tuesday morning, we drive.
Where
to
in Durban? Where are we going?
We found accommodation at the Hilton, because the Ilangeni and there wasn't enough rooms and all that.
Okay.
So we'll drive to Umzimkulu.
How far is Umzimkulu from Durban?
3.5 hours.
Let me just check.
3.5 or 2.5 hours.
Durban to Umzimkulu, 180 km. It's about two hours 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then after Umzimkulu, on Tuesday we drive to Mtata from Umzimkulu.
How many hours?
Umzimkulu to Mtata, you're looking at 4 hours.
Mm.
4 hours,
right?
Yeah.
Mm. There's no alternative because.
And then.
You're going to be traveling.
Mtata to Port St. John's, 1 hour 20. 1 hour 20.
That's only distance, that is we are going to transit, that is from.
Chair, can I just ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
How many municipalities are we meeting? Especially those in the Eastern Cape, because it seems the concentration will be around the Eastern Cape. How many municipalities are we meeting?
Three.
And are we meeting them individually, or are we trying to sort of combine whatever number we can?
So, did you give them this?
Yeah,
okay. What?
Can I
also
ask?
Okay.
What are the issues across?
Yeah, just because we're not there.
Oversight, all about, you know?
Yeah, just because we're not, you are not, we're not there, but we have raised the issues about
okay.
The thing. Yeah. The issues about the day. It's about the cuts. What is it? Agricultural projects. They've got a program there, and then they want us to. There is a research document that is.
Oh.
And I know the research are busy with the
yeah, that's
the
indeed,
research.
Because
yeah.
You know, through oversight, we get the irrelevant questions.
Yeah, the document, I'm sure you're finished now. Yeah. At Port St. John's, there was an issue about the water. There's some area where not kept water, even the drinking, even the river, nothing. So there's nothing. So it's the way there that you are going to meet some community and the other people. But at also in Port St. John's, there is an attack of the Zambezi sharks. People have been attacked several times by the sharks at the Seven Beach. So we have asked the municipality to give us the document, and they sent it, yeah? The document, and then I think that document is going to distribute it also to the members to read, and then we can ask the relevant questions what Uma is saying. And also at Nyandi, we wanted to know about their agricultural projects. Also on the news, because there's also a problem with the municipalities about the projects. So once again, the question about Honorable Bora asking, we're going to meet on the 28th, we're starting our next?
Starting on
the 28th, we're going to meet Mzimkulu. We're going to meet on the one municipality then, at Mzimkulu.
Mm-hmm.
And then after finishing that, we're going straight to sleep over in Amthatha. In Amthatha, we are going to meet two municipalities, same time there. We are going to meet, they are going to do the presentation in the morning session, the other one is going to do another presentation, and then we'll discuss from there. And then from there, we'll go straight to Port St. John's and sleep over in Port St. John's, and where we are going to check about these water issues and also these Zambezi shark issues. And then after that, we'll be through.
So we're going to take that and.
It sounds that it is well planned.
Mm.
So in case of then we have the
one
municipality.
Yes.
From there then we travel to the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
And the first
We don't go, it's in the hotel.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm.
And then the next day we go to
Port St. John's. And then
where
after
we have one meeting.
And then after that we are going to finish.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, some other man.
I was saying I could see the
Yes, I've met the one doctor from agriculture that said that they are going to send the song. And also what doctor said that they are going to give us, because we are all want them, because in the Zimkulu, we want them to, they must also assist us in this project, in this task project. And also important, just also we need to have the environmental, from the environmental aspect, we must have the department there. Okay, thank you for this. Okay. So,
Chair, before we conclude topic number two, I just want Gunther to give everybody a breakdown of the logistical arrangements we've made for the
Okay. So, I think we were all saying one other member about business. We were going to get the document to read, and then we'll ask the relevant comments. Thank you. And then let me have Gunther to give us another arrangement about the thing.
Good morning, staff members. My name is Gunther Lamkai. I'm the committee assistant to this committee. I'll just give you a breakdown for the oversight visit. I'm assisting Oscar Power. I will first start with the flight, then we'll go into the accommodation and to the transportation. But I'll intend to.
Okay, yes.
In fact, I will put into detail each member's flight, the flight number, and the time.
Mm.
Chair, your flight is one route, is at 5:03, you arrive in 7:24, and then Oliver Mambi's flight is at 3:15 in Joburg, arrives in 7:15, and the return flight for in 7 on the Friday is 10:05, and arrives in 5:06. Oliver Mokoro? Your flight from Kimberley to Joburg is at 10:10. You arrive in Joburg 20:11. You will catch the Joburg flight at 5:01 and arrive in Durban at 5:02. And then the return flight on the 2nd on Friday. Your flight. Your return flight on Friday. Yeah, on Friday. 10:10. You arrive in Joburg at 11 o'clock and you arrive in.
10:10 in the morning.
In the morning, on Friday. Because Mukoro is going to sleep in Durban on Thursday night.
Okay, before you move that, why do you put Mabe's flight very late? What is the notion?
Because the flights are fully booked, and the flights are limited to Durban.
Oh, okay. Okay.
5:06.
Okay,
fine. You arrive in Kimville at 2:25 on Friday. Yeah, Friday. And one more Mokubele was in hospital. I'm not going to mention him, but honorable to be. Your flight at 2:00 on Monday, and you arrive in Durban at 4:00. Coming to the accommodation, I put everyone at the Hilton Hotel, Hilton Hotel in Durban. And then on Tuesday, I booked everyone at Garden Court in Tata, which the meeting will take place on Wednesday, which I put the conference room as well. And then on the Wednesday night, I booked us all at the Kimora Riverside in Port St. John. We will sleep for 2 days. Coming to the ground transport, I booked 4 transports. I booked a small vehicle for Chair. They will take place on Friday to Butterworth. And I booked another vehicle, a T5 for Oromo Mahora. They were driving to Devon on Thursday night. Yeah, that's it. And then the
Mahora is going to sleep over in Devon on
On Thursday night.
Ha 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 ha. now we are going to get the tender. Now, what about it? Because I received a call from Memagat about the flight. He said he didn't book for her. What is the position? What is it?
PAT brought me a memo stating that she will be at her home and she will join us at Izumkoti.
Yes.
She has her own vehicle. I can send that to you.
Okay. Please call me. Because I received a call, a very harsh call yesterday from her. She said that why it did not been booked. So I don't do the booking arrest. So I don't know who has not been booked. And she said to me,
yeah, 2 o'clock on Monday.
She said to me she wants to be booked. She wants to be booked by flight on Friday to Umzimpo. That is Friday. That is this week. And then coming back on Tuesday. Then I said to her, if you are going to oversight, you must be booked on Monday. On Monday.
Hmm.
On Monday.
No,
on the 27th. Hmm. On Monday. From Cape Town to Durban and sleep over in Durban with other members.
Correct.
And travel with other members. And then coming back, you can come on Friday with other members. That is according to the rule of parliament.
Correct.
And then she says that she wants to be booked on Thursday, this Thursday, to Durban and coming back on Tuesday. So it means that we must give her a weekend ticket. The policy does not allow us to do that. So, I didn't...
No, but what does it say?
The letter says, kindly be informed that I will use my transport to Umzimkhulu Municipality on Tuesday, 28th February.
Mm.
Firstly, she says that she's going to join us at Umzimkhulu. But the problem is that she wants us to book her a ticket from Cape Town to Durban this week. We are going next week.
Oh, this week?
This week on Thursday. So, but I will handle that by myself also.
Yeah.
I must have the copy of
yeah.
the
letter. You can keep that one.
I can keep
yeah.
this one. Okay, I'm going to handle that because she was very cross with me.
Mm.
She was very cross. She said that because she is in her constituency, so it means that she is not going to be booked. I said no, unless you are going to be flying, we are going to be flying here on Monday.
Mm.
There's no problem about that.
Mm.
And back here again, or go to Umzimkhulu because we can transport you from our work to Umzimkhulu. We can transport here. We are not going to force you to come here. We can transport here from. But not taking you here on Thursday. We can take you on Monday, not on Thursday. So that's the problem. So, but I will handle that. So everybody is satisfied, but you must print it a flight ticket to the members.
Yeah,
because I think Honorable Mabe will change her flight, maybe. Okay. Because, or you must keep on checking if there's any seat that is available on Friday morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Honorable TPS, what is their flight?
Manchester East flight is on Monday. Your flight 2 o'clock. You arrive in Durban at 4 o'clock. And your return flight from Durban is at 4:30, and arrive in Cape Town at 6:40.
You must also you must keep those and check if you can get a flight because we are not doing anything on Friday.
Yeah.
So if all of them can be maybe can be taken back to Durban or Friday morning, and then can get maybe. Four or five hours. Okay, no problem. Okay, no, I understand. Okay, fine. That's the problem. Correct, but no flight to Kimberley. So she's going to leave us whether we're on the meeting, but she must leave us on Thursday because of your flight. I understand. Okay. Okay.
Can we release it? Yes, go to
the yes. Yes, okay.
If one is covered, is yeah? If one is covered.
Yeah, no, now it is covered because we understand that we are about 5 hours right from Cotton just to Durban. So, okay. Again. About the international studies tour. We said that we must indicate now whether we are going to this financial year or not. And then we said on the last meeting we must go to international studies tour. But we must take the African states, which area?
Morocco.
Morocco. But we didn't know, we didn't say that which month, when did we say?
September.
So we must go tomorrow. September.
Morocco.
Because I understand that in the meeting that it, yeah, I don't know whether it was September or not, whether the meeting was there. Because we must understand that we must concentrate maybe in the African states.
Yeah, I think
I've got that. Yeah, in case that's yeah. The podcast. So, that's how we identify Morocco. And then, Kovac is doing international research.
Yeah.
So, we all agree, ne, that we can take that study tour at September, ne? We all agree that we can take it and oversight that. By September.
Mm.
Okay, September. We don't have, according to the minutes, we're not going to do any minutes because we don't have a forum. But I don't know here whether, focus, is there anything that we need to brief us here in this, or are we going to read by ourselves?
We've got it here in soft copy form just to give some kind of feedback and to also put that presentation into context.
Okay, yeah.
There's four questions, and put some suggestions to me that is related to our program strategic planning. Chair, I'm making a real special appeal to this committee. Whether there is a possibility of that we can go out on a special visit for a particular point where there is real problem. In my province, just outside Kimberley, 70 kilos outside Kimberley, there is a community. Community that was forcibly removed during the apartheid time. And after the unbearable thing, this community claimed the land back. And that was under my leadership because I'm part of that community. Eventually, it's a long story, but eventually the community got the land back. And after they got the land, then we as a community arranged that we get quite surveyors to come and survey the land and see whether there's any mineral deposit there. And it was discovered that the mineral deposit that is there is diamonds, apparently extensive. Now, after the community got the land, then there was what we called the planning convention. And during the convention, the community was divided into 11 commissions. And in the plenary, each commission gave a report and a resolution, which was all the resolutions were. But in terms of mineral, the community view was that the mineral right was given to the community. point is, really, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but the minerals were then given to somebody outside the community. Now, since then, up to yesterday, from 1994 up to yesterday, there is, a big problem. And this big problem, I can foresee that one day it will end up with a very ugly violence. Very ugly violence. And I'm saying to this committee that if it is possible, can we make a special trip just to go and sit with the community to hear their complaints? Where is the problem? They know where the problem is. Somebody sold the land to somebody else. So that the committee can sit down and see what can be done with that.
Name of the
street. S-C-H-M-I-D-T Smith. S then the.
Okay. I think one of the very important, I think the power service will take and check in the proper work and see if there's anything.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Not only from the
telephone.
There's a lot of problems outside. For example, yesterday, I've read in paper, the paper in Eastern Cape, there is a special, that is the Eastern Cape paper, there is a special, where they wrote that about Mueshe. There's a problem there. And he stated that the program was launched by the president. And then there was a vegetable garden for women there. And they were offered about 103 million, 103, 105 million. But in the paper they said that money, they didn't know that money was borrowed from the old bourgeois.
From
old bourgeois, the loan from old bourgeois. And then they said that they were given a mentor. They discovered that mentor every month, that mentor gave him or her salary of 95,000 a month. And then for them, they were given 1,000 rand for 6 months. So that is for 1,000 rand. And then they said, there is nothing there. There are no crops, there are nothing. Now they discovered that the only money left in the bank is 30,000. The man or the woman, I don't know, they can't find him. And the minister of the rural development, it stated in the paper, he knows the man. So they want help They, this is in the paper.
Yeah.
MNG, that's the MNG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is that the Lord is also, we must also have a visit to that Muesh again, because that thing was launched by Omporo. Omporo were there, and the guest was also there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the women that are struggling now about the project, I'm sure the mentor that was there, and it's also borrowed about 250,000 from them. I don't know whether he's going to pay some his personal things. The mentor borrowed 250,000 from them, but one they received only 1,000 for 6 months.
Stipend.
I don't know. It was not stated in the paper. Yeah, but they said they were not aware that money was a loan from Old Mutual. They only aware when Old Mutual came to them to collect the premium.
Mm-hmm.
They only aware that was a loan. And now they said that they are struggling, there's nothing, and the crops are dying. So that is the first, and you know the media can make the things worse. Because they said that was the first project for the rural development. So they're trying to put something for the department, you know. So I think as a committee, you must also check what
if
is it, and also
it, yeah.
If we cannot go. It's a pity because I thought that I'm going to do a cutting to that article for the department to check what is it going on that project. Yes, Congo.
Whilst you are there, Chair, there's also another one. It's either in the City Press or Sunday Time of yesterday, or this Sunday. It's concerning Department of Agriculture, which is our committee again.
Yeah, our committee.
And there is a sum of 800 million rand.
Yo.
Fishing rights.
Huh?
Fishing rights.
That's right. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
have you seen it? Where the picture of the minister is even there. And apparently there is a dispute between the minister and the DG. The 800 million rand, they don't know what happened. 800 million rand. It is there. It's either Sunday Time or City Press.
Yeah.
And I just forgot to bring it. Then I thought that I would bring it.
So I don't know whether those people in Muesha, whether...
No, Chair, you know what? I don't want us to maybe stop dwelling on that.
Yeah.
Anything. You can read anything on
the
paper.
Yes, it's kind of the same.
So I don't want us to be on the especially making such allegations.
Yes.
Let us first, you know what? If we discuss about something, we've already said we want to focus on this.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say that we must also visit those dying projects. What I'm trying to push is
that.
So
in fact, if there is if there's any money available, maybe until the end of the financial year, we should start going out.
There's no money.
No, I'm saying we should be able to mobilize. In fact, our program has been a way that they should give us money. All our meetings should not be in Parliament.
It was a divided comment during the time we at dance. You know these mentors, even in dance, these mentors, these farmers like to sell the farm to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that, no, we're going to be a mentor for about 3 years.
Yes. Yes.
And then all the money came, they said, demand this, those mentors are killing those projects. So, I think I'm through in my agenda. I don't know whether there's anything Kobus has said about this document, but we need to read by ourselves.
If there's a rush to finish, I think the document can stay as it is. It is preemptive. Its SONA has been delivered. We don't have the budget to see where the allocations are going, and we don't have the strat plans of the departments yet to see where they're going. So this is basically my preemptive work anticipating what is going to come in the next couple of weeks. It is perhaps premature to take too much time and spend it on this presentation because it is awaiting more information. I can perhaps add, in terms of the Morocco oversight or the status work of the people that haven't been in the previous discussion, so just the broad theme of what we are trying to work towards is going to be the time. A lot of what is being raised now are issues that concern me in terms of long-term agricultural development, especially in rural areas. We have a focus on infrastructure development and on large-scale irrigation supply, but we don't have a focus on shorter-term projects to improve agricultural potential of regions that will never benefit from these large projects. If you build a dam, you can help the district around the dam, but not beyond. What's the plan for the rest of the country's agricultural development long term? And that is where I think we can find case studies that are applicable to Morocco, lessons learned from their developments over time, and to see how we can address the imbalance, if I want to, I don't want to call it imbalance, but the gaps that are going to be created even after we've spent billions of rand on new dams and on new irrigation schemes, there will still be part of the country that's going to need other types of agricultural development. So that's where I'm trying to focus my research for the study tour at the moment.
Okay, I think we yes.
Chair, thank you. Sorry, can I just add to the Moroccan study tour? I don't know where exactly the study is built. It should you go to Rabat, which is the capital of Morocco. I would very strongly recommend that you visit the House of Marini. It's a house that's been converted into a restaurant now, and it's, I think, about 200 to 300 years old. That is, if you want to look at this, the history of the Merino sheep that we have in South Africa today. The story goes that it goes back all those years to Morocco, the Merino sheep that went to Spain eventually, because Morocco was under the colonized by Spain, and from Spain it went to the Netherlands, and from the Netherlands it came to South Africa. So it's just called introspective.
I think we need to get we have time because we're going by the test time, so we're going to get more and more information about the visit. I don't think there's anything. for now, is there one to say anything?
Yeah, we received a request from the Embassy of Finland. They are having a delegation coming to Cape Town in about 2 to 3 weeks' time. They are meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements on the 9th of March. That's Friday the 9th of March. They were requesting a slot to meet the our committee as well. So
also 9th of March.
9th of March, that's a Friday morning. They're meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements. So they want to meet us as well.
This committee?
Yes.
What time?
That's entirely up to us. We have to give them a time
and date.
Mm. So what time for the Portfolio Committee? You must check the time.
That's 9:30, that's a Friday morning.
Yeah, but not after lunch, because it is Friday.
Mm. So I was thinking maybe on a Thursday after caucus or on a Wednesday
Thursday
afternoon.
Five, Thursday. Thursday after caucus.
After caucus.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Okay. So thank you very much, honorable members. I think let me attend the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. sorry, it's out of meeting. We have invited the committee that is the media to also cover our visit. Because outside the committee did not know, even the parliament, that the SOP is working. It's only the NA that is having coverage. Did you receive anything from them?
I didn't receive any phone. I spoke to Matilda. She said you spoke to them,
yeah,
and they were going to phone me.
Yeah, they said that, but phone them.
Okay, I'll phone
them.
Yep. Does Matilda have their numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow it.
Just mail it to me. I'll phone them.
Yeah, please follow them because they said that they are going to make an arrangement
to come with us
for all this, outside, for crazy everything in media. Yeah, the coverage. The interpreter? Must have an interpreter.
That will be from the municipality.
They have it. The interpreter? You don't have the interpreter in parliament?
That's one thing I never. Okay, I'll double.
Please, because we are going to the rural areas, and the communication will be very bad for us.
What language?
They use Xhosa. So it will be Xhosa and English one. Whereas we are going down to Mpondo land, so Mpondo, they can't compromise with their language. They can't compromise. Even whether you are learned somebody, they can't compromise. They speak their language. So, please, we must have an interpreter from our side.
She's available because most of them are with the public hearing.
No, they are not all in there.
I'll speak to the interpreter.
I forgot that. Otherwise, our oversight will be in vain. Yeah, we'll be in vain. We all can understand. Thank you very much. Peace. I understand they're going to New York. I don't know, I hear.